I begin here. Attention to my care team at Inland Psychiatric Medical Group, image.png. Google Earth Sky Overview, coverage area-Southern California with 10 locations matching. We are not talking about small-time mom-and-pop startups. We're in the big boys with real-deal responsibilities, or the rulings of hate culture-bullies and brutes, that you're going to have black and blue scars if this continues. It is time to give this up. Dash at sign reality audit for goddamn sakes dash get serious for a fucking change. These are real people in real dash life, don't treat this as a trifling game, doctors. I don't walk on eggshells. Deal real and deal with the truth, eh? This is not my responsibility to have to push you into compliance. I know of consulting firms up in Marin County, if they are still in operation. Coleman Business Consulting. Exactly what you need if you can't come clean on your own. Time to get real. Enough is enough. Seriously, I am not O-K-N-O-T-O-K. The resource app is on my phone, and so we move forward with all true honesty right. My appointment for February 3rd at an after office closing 5 hours p.m. My appointment is 5:40 p.m. dash. I confirmed it. Open the attached HTML file with notepad. You can read the open HTML coded page to the complete full complete text submitted which does not display to the reader if opened in a web browser. My positions are not confusing. They are indeed quite clear, enough is enough. The doctor is going to ghost it, I bet. And my attempt to call the office earlier, put me on hold dash forever, I bet. Seriously, is anyone reading this? Seriously, someone there at Inland Psych could be proactively professional to offer me a dual exchange conversation properly. I had about a 15-minute conversation with Amber at the Redlands office number. She has the reasons and the mention of the madness you are generating in all of this. The meeting is at 5:40 p.m. where your doctor, in first person, issues or calls me directly to reschedule because what you are doing is passing the buck dash that shit stops here, dash the second. The first attempt fails everywhere. These are rather inverse of normalcy. Stated to a confident assertion to a level 1 use is more likely 85% true against perhaps 15% made a false assertion. The mimetic patterns are so recognizable. You all are slaves to your predictability. Image.png. Forwarded message, dash. From not O-K-N-O-T-O-K. Date Monday, January 31st, 2022 at 6:38 a.m. Subject email confirmation. To James Driscoll. Not O-K-N-O-T-O-K. Welcome to Not O-K-N-O-T-O-K. James Driscoll, thanks for signing up for Not O-K-N-O-T-O-K. All that's left to do is confirm your email address. Confirm email. Thanks, Not O-K-N-O-T-O-K. Copyright 2022 Not O-K-N-O-T-O-K. All rights reserved. Draft text below dash being routed to support at notoknotokapp.com. Within an alternative email address, factsdontlie.hatedon.idide@gmail.com. All file attached, dash rate this content I am directing to responsible professionals. Star. Star star. Star star star. Star 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 star. Star 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 star. Dash, draft text below. Only minor typos. I installed the Not OKNOTOK app on this particular phone after the events that put this newly purchased phone a replacement for the one that got hacked. The devicide, name of this phone and the email address assigned are quite unique. I still haven't found a remedy. I purchased this phone in August in my hometown of San Bernardino, California. The day I purchased this phone, I tried to also purchase Amtrak train tickets. The Amtrak station is in Ontario, California. I headed over to the tracks and waiting station still trying to purchase a train ticket for the very next train. I do believe this was a Saturday and I was ready to leave town immediately. The train trip itinerary is showing hope at any kind of decent rational reasoning to stay dash all hope lost. You see, I have secured my stay at the Rise of a Fallen Angel homeless shelter in San Bernardino to the first of the month. But nothing pans itself into anything rational to stay here. I was basically turned on and physically threatened at the shelter. Yeah, it took about a week or so. Prior to paying the $800 rental fee for a bed in a room with three other beds. I spent my nights in a dirt lot near the freeway away from my family. Especially my mother. My mother has had this communication problem with me for all of my adult life. She habitually likes clockwork on a daily basis and psychologically invalidates me. A very serious case. Asking Google, what is psychological invalidation? Invalidation, then, is the rejection or dismissal of a person's thoughts, feelings, emotions, and behaviors as being valid and understandable. Invalidation can cause significant damage or upset a person's psychological health and well-being. June 4, 2020, the need for validation and the consequences of invalidation. KyronClinics.com greater than blog greater than invalidation. I believe the next train out of town was scheduled for 10:50 p.m. and the disagreements that I've with the shelter's owner. I didn't want to stay there. So I went up to my mom's house and invited my mom down to Bible study. Perhaps try to work it out. The shelter did not acknowledge its role to control the violence that I was trying to report. My mom is a witness that the lady would not take responsibility and I can stay there till the end of the month. There was no problem otherwise as far as the shelter's position. Right. No. I separated myself from my mom forever. I did not desire to come back from Miney for a reprieve from the haters everywhere. I left my computer there. I wasn't sure if my mom was going to get it, but I didn't talk to my mom. I wanted to go on to the train. That's what I want. I want out. So I'm heading on the bus to Ontario for a new phone. I couldn't get my train ticket purchased. For some reason, I could not download any app. I was able to browse the internet. For some reason, the Amtrak.com website would not approve my transaction. For some reason, I tried to call the voice customer support number for Amtrak. The estimated time was like 2 hours. I tried every which way, but lose eventually my time and battery went out. Already at the tracks ready to go. My trip's itinerary is to head on Amtrak to New York. I wanted and still do need to find some sort of consulate and/or court remedy for something that I've actually been dealing with. Criminal actions against me that I've been really experiencing and documenting since 2005. I was heading to the United Nations to renounce my citizenry in this seriously sad state of priorities in this country. Somewhere on planet Earth, somewhere a country that is its priorities right. That does not allow the haters to intentionally win. I do not have one true trust contact. My family has failed me. Once again I'm recycling over and over and over in the same condition in the house that I grew up in. I am 56. My mother is not the resource to be any kind of help for me truly. I doubt anything can help. The night I left I ended up staying in a dirt lot at a gas station and then coming back to San Bernardino in the morning. Next train out within 2 days. I was on that train. So why am I in San Bernardino this February? February 3rd. Useless. I know it will be useless. I didn't make it to New York on the train. I was told off the train for something I did not do by the train conductor or a bridge into the United Nations. Actually, that's just as I was asking. The first one generated a customer support email that my mom actually has. The chaos in this is not my fault and I can't get anybody to rationalize why it is not my fault. Absolutely nobody is paying attention to me. That would be my mother, that would be the San Bernardino Police Department, that would be the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office, that would be the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, etc., etc. I installed your app on this phone on the way back after the events that occur in Texas. 56 days stay at the Williamson County Jail. Lock in a rubber padded room for 3 weeks in infirmary. Eventually, they dismissed the charges. They dismissed the charges, but sent me to an involuntary stay at a psychiatric hospital in the next county. I didn't know they were filing court papers against me. Trying to lock me up for 45 days. All because I speak the truth, all because I must speak the truth to have something done about a condition that is criminal against me. When mentioning the topic, everybody goes berserk and starts to hate on me. Seriously fucked up. I have been back since November. I'm still missing absolutely nothing in view of a dark no lights dark tunnel. So I was exposed to your app. I installed it and I finally swallowed it up last night. It's called Not OK. I do not have 5 contact trusts. The custom message in this app that I set to. Well, unique more. I cannot just sit down and shut the fuck up. I hold moral agency and not one person will. Stop, look, and listen to me. Take off the gloves that hate on me for being a very high imperative of demanding honesty for a change. I'm attaching the audio file of the spoken narrative. All of my doctor's care is squashed. Everything is just ripped away in some sort of underlying secret. Absolutely nobody is willing to commit to the absolute 100% honest truth. Everyone acts as though there is no exchange of any digital tool to communicate any kind of consoled role. I am a very unique kind of particular person, but I am a targeted individual of gangs talking. This matter has two, undeclinable deliverance and brought into the light. I have another appointment set up for February 3rd in a teleconference tool after hours after 5 p.m. on Cario-Patient Portal. Meeting 5:40 p.m. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I see no way out if the mental health professionals do not acknowledge the truth. Listen to the attached audio reply back to me, please. End of draft text. How does this read? Dastardly, is how I say it reads. Not on my part, but the parts of the so-called care and support network and doctors are being subverted from a sensible confirming reply. Gee whiz people, it is so plain to see. --middle.tard-middle.lie/this/schwabbardless/. Adjective dated, humorous. Adjective, dastardly. Wicked and cruel. Pirates and their dastardly deeds, similar, wicked. Evil. Iniquitous. Heinous. Villainous. Diabolical. Diabolic. Fiendish. Vicious. Murderous. Barbarous. Cruel. Black. Dark. Rotten. Nefarious. Vile. Foul. Monstrous. Shocking. Outrageous. Atrocious. Abominable. Reprehensible. Despicable. Execrable. Corrupt. Degenerate. Reprobate. Sordid. Depraved. Dissolute. Bad. Base. Mean. Low. Dishonorable. Dishonest. Unscrupulous. Unprincipled. Underhand. Roguish. Crooked. Low down. Stinking. Dirty. Shady. Rascally. Scoundrelly. Beastly. Not cricket. Malfeasant. Egregious. Flashishes. Opposite. Noble. Praiseworthy. Time to really honor a confirming commitment to my needs here, are real. Forwarded message, from Hosierside, spelled Hosiersyed, NPI number 12353420 98, credential MD, medical doctor, license number A111058, California, date Sunday, January 30th, 2022 at 4:58 p.m. Subject, please confirm your appointment with Hosierside, spelled Hosiersyed, NPI number 12353420 98, credential MD, medical doctor, license number A111058, California 2. Please confirm your appointment. Hi James, please confirm your appointment below, Thursday, February 3rd at 5:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. With Hosierside, spelled Hosiersyed, NPI number 12353420 98, credential MD, medical doctor, license number A111058, California, telemedicine-SB, 1809 West Redlands Boulevard, Redlands, California, 92373-8054. Confirm appointment. If you need to re-schedule, please contact us at 909-312-3300, or send us a message. We look forward to seeing you soon. Sincerely, Hosierside, spelled Hosiersyed, NPI number 12353420 98, credential MD, medical doctor, license number A111058, California